We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, caring viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashta 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 80 cables and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us is Chile with the following new edition in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. We also have a new cable channel in Alamos Norte, Bogotá, Colombia, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, and a new cable channel in Monte Plata Province, the Dominican Republic, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. Also, please note, in Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, on TV Costa Verde, Channel 19 has changed to Channel 37. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basicom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Etablissimo Arserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37, formerly Channel 19, on TV Costa Verde. In Bogotá, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. and Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company, in Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Agua Rizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Lictemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SA. In the Dominican Republic, in Terrio El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on multimedia on demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzarh, in Khanu District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khutur, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Andarkhan City, in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. And in Sunshin City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, music therapy helps children in Palestine. In animal news, French inmates derive many benefits from being responsible for our co-inhabitants. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 28th, the birthday of the great sage and philosopher Confucius is widely celebrated. Born in 551 BCE in the state of Lu, which is now Shandong Province, China, Confucius is considered one of the nation's most renowned teachers. His ideas have had significant influence on East Asian civilization, and his teachings are still highly regarded today. A vegetarian, Confucius' central tenet was benevolence. He wished to make education available to all and was influential in establishing teaching as a vocation. May the noble values of Confucius continue to guide us in leading a compassionate life. Please join us on a journey through aesthetic realms for a program on this loving, enlightened master.
Hawaiian News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa, or Taiwan. As the most severe storm to hit the island this year, Typhoon Banapi swept through southern Formosa on September 19th, triggering serious floods that immersed houses and roads with over 300 millimeters of water in some places. 3 people lost their lives and 75 were injured in storm-related incidents, while over 12,000 trees were uprooted. Numerous structures suffered damages, including over 430 schools, along with significant agricultural losses.
Sending her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had immediately asked our association members to please check and provide help to anyone who is in desperate need, saying that emergency aid funds were available. The day of the disaster, our association members quickly put together $2,710 of their own funds so as not to delay. They formed 2 relief teams and went to storm-hit areas in Pindong and Kaohsiung. The group going to Pindong visited Majia Township, an area that had been deluged by rain.
Because
the typhoon struck within days of the anticipated moon festival celebration, our association's relief team also brought vegan moon cakes, in addition to cash assistance for the storm afflicted in indigenous communities.
也非常感谢青海无上师世界会，这次真的是在第一时间，他们人已经在这边了，已经把他们的爱心的物资已经送到我们这边来了。然后我们的部落服务员也在第一时间刚刚就已经有一批人已经先出发，就把物资已经送到那个灾民的手中。他们手上今天将会吃到，就是我们青海无上师世界会所送给我们的月饼，真的是非常的感谢。
Relief team traveling to Kaohsiung went to severely flood-hit areas of Gangshan and Alian. Mud and debris covered the area, with soldiers helping local residents as they worked to clean up their homes and neighborhoods. In each community, the village chief or policeman willingly offered to accompany our association members to visit affected households in disadvantaged areas. Conveying Master's love, they offered relief materials as well as financial aid to the families. They also gave out SOS flyers with information about climate change and explained the vegan solution to such disasters. The affected residents conveyed their deep appreciation for Master's love and prompt assistance.
Upon receiving this update, Supreme Master Qinghai sent the following message to our Formosan Association members. Please go check for whether more urgent help is required and continue the relief efforts if needed. Thanks and love. We too thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support as well as our association's relief team for their timely and sincere efforts. Wishing the Formosan people a smooth return to regular day-to-day lives as we strive to care more gently for each other and the environment.
India continues to be swept by floods. In the eastern state of Bihar, incessant heavy rains collapsed many homes as villages in and around Patna have become submerged, with government estimates of 500,000 people displaced thus far. Following the breaching of the Ganges River in the region, residents of nearby low-lying areas fled their homes, while others were stranded as roads became blocked or were closed for safety. National Disaster Response Force personnel have been performing vital rescues, and many homeless residents are currently housed in temporary relief shelters. To the south, officials also evacuated people from vulnerable areas in Hyderabad, the capital of Andhra Pradesh state, as flooding rendered scores of families homeless and deluged wide areas of agricultural land.
Conveying her deep sympathies, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our nearby association members please check with the regional government to see if more help is required and to go, if possible, to bring support to the flood victims, saying that funds are available for urgent needs.
Our appreciation, Indian officials, National Disaster Response Force personnel, and all others who are helping ease the situation of the flood-stricken, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her kind-hearted concern. We pray for the protection of the Indian people and that such extreme conditions subside as humanity strives toward kinder, eco-conscious ways.
Earthquake rocks New Zealand, Indonesia, and the United States. Residents of New Zealand's Central South Island's Canterbury region have been unnerved by several recent aftershocks following the 7.1 magnitude quake that struck the city of Christchurch early this month. Four tremors within 40 minutes hit on Saturday night, September 25th, measuring between magnitude 3.2 and 4.1, and all centered within 20 kilometers of the city.
More tremors followed overnight into Sunday morning. On Sunday evening, Indonesia experienced a quake measuring 6.0 on the Richter scale as it struck off the eastern Aru Islands, about 60 kilometers northwest of Dobo. Also that night in North America, the U.S. state of Alaska was jolted by a 5.7 magnitude tremor, centered 65 kilometers north of Samiso Pachnoi Island in the Aleutians. Fortunately, none of the events were reported to have caused damage or injuries. We are grateful that everyone is unharmed in the quake-stricken regions. Our prayers that such distressing situations are minimized as our greater consideration for fellow co-inhabitants helps ensure the Earth's equilibrium.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Save our planet. Permafrost at Mount Fuji and in Siberia melting at alarming rate. A study by researchers at Shizuoka University and the National Institute of Polar Research in Japan, studying permafrost loss on Mount Fuji, has revealed that the thaw rate is much faster than expected. In 1976, the layer of permafrost, or permanently frozen soil, existed at elevations of 3,100 meters and above. Today, the scientists find permafrost only in patches around the 3,776-meter peak, along with an increase in average August temperatures from 4.2 degrees Celsius in 1976 to 6.6 degrees in 2009.
In a related study, a team of scientists from the University of Nevada, Reno in the United States led by Dr. Sudeep Chandra have been collecting permafrost samples in Siberia, Russia. There, they discovered Earth that had been frozen for the past 10,000 years is now releasing methane gas into the atmosphere. This is a concern because the permafrost layer contains immense stores of methane, which as a greenhouse gas has 100 times the warming potential of CO2. This gaseous release then traps more heat in the atmosphere, which in turn melts more permafrost, creating a cycle that could set off an irreversible warming process with catastrophic consequences.
International scientists, we appreciate your research on this aspect of global warming, despite its disturbing implications. Let us engage in rapid actions to renew our harmony with nature and restore conditions that are conducive to human survival.
During an August 2009 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed this alarming aspect of global warming and spoke of the one way to halt the release of methane into the atmosphere.
If we don't turn around and walk in the opposite direction, then we are heading toward destruction of all kinds. You see, planetary warming, methane gas from all sides. From all sides now, not just from livestock, but because the livestock is trigger methane gas from all sides, from the riverbed, from the permafrost, from the bed of the ocean, from the mountains, from the dying forests. Do you understand? So we are surrounded by trouble. There's only one escape route that I have told you already. I wish there are several. It's only one. We wait. That's the path to go. Then maybe we still can have time.
Save Our Planet. Data from the U.S. National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration shows that, in addition to record daytime high temperatures being seen throughout the world, a significant increase in nighttime averages has occurred as well.
Save Our Planet. Using an array of 12,000 sun-powered cells, Switzerland's experimental aircraft Solar Impulse successfully completes a historic transnational 24-hour flight.
I'm Gigi the guinea pig.
Hello, I'm Jojo. Gigi and I are vegan.
Would you like to hear a tip on helping the environment?
When you go to the beach, you may like to bring a trash bag and gloves with you.
To help maintain a pristine shore, you could spend a little time picking up any litter you might see.
Removing plastics and other items will help keep the beach beautiful and the wildlife safer.
Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now the weather around our globe.
In the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from South Korea. South Korean groups joined to encourage the plant-based diet. Coexistence of Animal Rights on Earth, or CARE, Korean Animal Protection Association, Voice for Animals, Korean Cat Protection Federation, Korean Vegetarian Union, and Hanover, a veg group, hosted a campaign to promote the animal-free diet. The event took place in Myeongdang, the heart of downtown Seoul.
육식보다는 채식으로 많은 사람들에게 좀 알리기 위해서 행사를 준비를 했는데요. 오늘 또 이제 채식 요리 한 7, 8가지를 준비를 해서 많은 시민분들이 채식도 맛있고 즐겁게 할 수 있다는 것을 알려드리기 위해서 채식 요리를 저희가 준비를 했습니다.
Association members participated by distributing flyers on veganism and safeguarding animals, as well as providing complimentary samples of soy meat, vegan chicken soup, and fruits. The plant-based fare was supplied by Loving Heart, part of a growing international chain of vegan restaurants, encouraged by Supreme Master Qinghai's vision of offering affordable, scrumptious food for the many choosing the diet of kindness.
너무 훌륭하고 깔끔해요. 맛있어요. 예.
환경을 지킨다는 그런 생각에 조금 더 이게 기분도 좋아지고.
Many thanks, caring South Korean groups, for your dedicated efforts in showing the importance of adopting the compassionate way of life. May we soon see a world in which all beings coexist happily and harmoniously.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Be veg, go green to save the planet.
In health news, music therapy helps children in Palestine. The Syndicate of Psychological and Social Workers in Nablus Governorate in the Northern West Bank created the Rehabilitation Project with the support of the United States Agency for International Development and its Civic Engagement Program. This alternative form of therapy has benefited approximately 500 young people between the ages of 9 and 16, learning musical instruments and discussing their emotions and thoughts with the peers and counselors are both included in the program. Our earnest gratitude, Syndicate of Psychological and Social Workers, United States Agency for International Development, and the Civic Engagement Program for your caring commitment to the children of the Nablus. May all young people be blessed with many peaceful and happy tomorrows on a balanced and long-living planet. Up next, a noteworthy news. Rabbits, guinea pigs, chinchillas, and birds provide many benefits to French inmate caregivers. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. More auspicious news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a befitting world. In animal news, French inmates derive many benefits from taking care of our co-inhabitants. The Animal Affinity Club in Strasbourg matches up small animals with people that are presently incarcerated. It has been found that interaction with the rabbits, guinea pigs, chinchillas or birds helps the caregivers to be calm, enhances their self-confidence and improves the quality of their relationships. Due to the program's success, it may be extended to other institutions. Kudos, the Animal Affinity Club, for your innovative project. Our heartfelt appreciation, all beautiful animal friends and dedicated human companions, for sharing your goodwill and love. May all people discover what a joy it is to have a lovely, loyal, best animal friend.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Hungarian, entitled Quick.
Egy vendég így szól a Londinernek. Gyorsan szaladj fel a 415-ös szobába, és nézd meg, hogy ott hagytam-e a pizsamámat és a borotvámat a fürdőszobában. Várom a taxit a reptérre. A Londiner 5 perc múlva levegőért kapkodva. Igen, uram, mind ott van fent.
And now for our viewers' hotline on Vancouver Island Marmot, a national recovery plan on Animal World, our co-inhabitants.
Wow, thank you for the show. Aurora from Canada.
Supportive Aurora, good to hear from you. The successful work being done in the protection and rehabilitation of the unique Vancouver Island Marmot is surely heartwarming. We pray the exquisite animals thrive in the wild and continue to grace a sustainable earth for all time. Best wishes and love to you and the nature-loving people of Canada.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May faith, love, and wisdom be your trusted guide in life. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Yemen's ambassador to Lebanon, Faisal Amin Abu Ras, signs an agreement with Lebanese Foreign Ministry Acting Secretary General William Habib to create joint committees for economic, scientific, and technical cooperation between their nations.
Since a no-user fee policy at Jamaica's public health facilities was established in 2008 to help expand access to those in need, an increased number of residents have been able to seek medical treatment with overall improvements noted in medical care.
Several pro-independence Basque political parties sign a statement asking for the Basque ETA group to assure a permanent, verifiable ceasefire with the Spanish government to promote peace throughout the region.
During an address to the UN General Assembly, Serbian President Boris Tadic announced the Serbian government is ready for the first time to engage in talks with Kosovo, with a goal of building confidence and diplomacy on both sides.
Indian External Affairs Minister S.M. Krishna and Pakistan's Foreign Minister Shah Mahmood Qureshi announced their country's mutual recognition of a need to engage in talks, saying that a negotiated solution to resolve differences is the only way forward for both nations.
Israel allows a shipment of new vehicles to cross into Palestine's Gaza Strip for the first time since 2007, with Palestinian Authority officials saying that they are coordinating efforts with Israeli officials to assure continued arrivals.
A new amendment to Manitoba Province's animal cruelty law in Canada has taken immediate effect, with several new license requirements and other regulations imposed to eliminate puppy mills and further protect animal companions.
Jordanian Nizar Farkhouri and his Climb for Cancer team scale the world's tallest freestanding peak, Mount Kilimanjaro, in Africa, raising funds to help continue life-saving treatment for two disadvantaged young cancer patients in his country. In support of Nizar Farkhouri and his team's generous-hearted endeavors, Supreme Master Qinghai is offering to chip in $2,000 to his fund.
French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner visits the earthquake-damaged hospital in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, that France and the U.S. have agreed to help rebuild, where he commends the medical staff for having overcome extremely difficult conditions to provide vital medical care.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.